Today on Gardening in a Minute, snails and slugs. Snails and slugs are bothersome garden pests that feed on a variety of plants. They move by gliding along on a muscular foot and are most active at night and on cloudy and foggy days. All snails and slugs can lay eggs, leaving them in the soil, under leaves, and in other hidden areas. Besides the slime trails they leave behind, telltale signs of snails and slugs are the irregular holes with smooth edges found on leaves, flowers, and ripening fruit. To manage your snail and slug problems, first eliminate their hiding places, like stones, debris, and weedy spots. You can scout your landscape and hand-pick the ones you find, use pitfall traps, or scatter iron phosphate bait. It's safe for use around children and animals. For more information about snails and slugs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, conserving water. We all know water is a limited resource and should be used wisely, especially during a drought, but we often overwater our landscapes unintentionally. Look to your landscape for signs of water need. Water your lawn only when at least a third of the grass blades are folded in half. Monitor plants for wilt as well, and check planting bed soil for dryness before you irrigate. Choose a water-efficient micro-irrigation system for your garden, and make sure that your sprinklers are watering only your lawn, and not sidewalks and other hard surfaces. To reduce long-term water needs in your landscape, choose drought-tolerant, Florida-friendly plants that will survive future dry periods. Wise water use reduces water bills, helps keep plants healthy, and protects the environment. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mowing your lawn. Healthy lawns depend on mowing. Mowing makes your lawn thicker and more resistant to weeds. Each time you mow, remove one-third of the leaf blade or less. Cutting too much off your lawn can damage the grass and leave it susceptible to disease, insects, and drought. Mowing high encourages deeper rooting, which helps grass survive dry periods. Before you begin mowing, pick up rocks, sticks, and other debris to prevent injury to you and your mower. Sharpen your mower blade monthly and mow in a different direction every time. Never mow your grass when it's wet, and make sure to mow at the highest recommended height for your species and cultivar of turf. Leave the clippings on the lawn to help recycle nutrients to the soil. For more information about mowing your lawn and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bluebirds. 100 years ago, eastern bluebirds were seen along Florida roadsides and in fields, parks, and pastures. But today, many Floridians have never seen one of these colorful small birds. Bluebirds build their nests in dead trees and in wooden fence posts. Until recently, they had all but disappeared from Florida. Aggressive bird species, such as sparrows and starlings, steal the nesting sites of bluebirds and other cavity nesters. Development has also destroyed much of their native habitat. But bluebirds are making a comeback because gardeners and landowners have been building birdhouses for them to use. You too can help these beautiful musical birds by building a house on your property. Boxes should be ventilated, easy to clean, and watertight with drainage holes. For more information about bluebirds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Gerber Daisy. The Gerber Daisy is a flowering perennial often used in flower beds and containers. The single or double blooms make wonderful cut flowers and can last for several weeks in a vase. Gerber flowers can measure up to 7 inches across and come in brilliant shades of white, yellow, pink, and red. The Gerber grows in full or part sun and will come back reliably if damaged by frost. Gerbers grow best in well-drained soils with plenty of organic matter. Perch them in small containers and plant them in the landscape immediately, being sure to leave the base of the plant an inch above the soil line. With proper care, your daisies will bloom throughout the warm months and will give you beautiful flowers to enjoy in your home. For more information about Gerbers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.